Tens of thousands of Kenyans have gathered in the capital, Nairobi, for today's inauguration of the country's new president, Mwai Kibaki. Kibaki leads the opposition National Rainbow Coalition, and he won the overwhelming victory in last week's election, taking 63% of the vote. His opponent was Uhuru Kenyatta, son of Kenya's first president, and the hand-picked choice of outgoing president Daniel Arap Moi. NPR's Jason Beaubien is attending today's inauguration ceremonies, and he joins me now. Describe the scene there today.
It's really amazing here in Uhuru Park here in Nairobi. It's just people as far as you can see. Essentially, it's a bandstand, and on one side, you've got all of the dignitaries and all kinds of other people packed onto this bandstand. And then a hill rises up on the other side. It goes up probably about a half a mile, and the hill is entirely covered with people. And there's also a few high-rise buildings. Those buildings, every balcony is packed with people. There are even people all along the roof. Despite the close quarters, people are really in a good mood. They've brought their children, their grandchildren, to see Mwai Kibaki inaugurated as Kenya's third president.
And quite a lopsided victory for Mr. Kibaki. How did that come about?
This was really a mandate for change. A lot of people were saying it's not even so much Kibaki as it is that people want a change of government. The KANU Party, the Kenyan African National Union Party, has been in power since Kenya became independent in 1963 from Britain. Moi himself, President Moi, has been in power for the last 24 years. And it's not only Kibaki who won. The NARC Party, the National Rainbow Coalition, which he represents, they want a majority in parliament. So really a landslide victory and people saying they want a change of administration.
What does this outcome mean for Daniel Arap Moi? I mean, especially in light of the fact that his own hand-picked choice for president was so soundly defeated.
Well, Moi, after all, is 78 years old, and he said that he wants to play an elder statesman role in Africa, work on trying to get peace in Sudan, peace in Somalia, and deal with other conflicts throughout Africa. So he says he's going to go off to do that. It is true that his hand-picked successor was soundly defeated. Many people here refer to Moi as a dictator. It was only under pressure from the West that he even gave in to multi-party elections back in the early 1990s. And many people say that he's allowed wealth to flow to the few here, often his friends and family, while the poor have grown poorer and poorer.
Well, now the new president, Kibaki, does have ties to the Moi administration, despite the fact that he's, of course, was an opposition candidate. He served as vice president for a decade. Does this election mean a genuine change of direction for the government?
Well, certainly the people of Kenya say that they believe it means a genuine change of direction, but you're absolutely right. Many of the people in the National Rainbow Coalition used to be in KANU, and Kibaki included. So it isn't going to be an overhaul completely. A lot of these faces have been around Kenyan politics for quite some time, but many people seem to believe that changing Moi, getting Moi out of power, will allow them to deal with corruption, which has become rampant in Kenyan government, and to try to free up the economy, do away with some of the state-run businesses. People believe that that is going to bring about a change, and obviously we're going to have to wait and see.
Well, besides the tens of thousands of what sounds like happy Kenyans, who else is attending this inauguration ceremony?
You might have noticed this is a very rushed ceremony. It was only yesterday that they announced that Kibaki had won the election, and today they're having the inauguration. But Uganda's President Museveni is here, the heads of state of Rwanda, Tanzania, Zambia, the U.S. ambassador, the ambassadors from most of the major nations that are represented here in Nairobi, they're all here on the podium, as well as the First Lady of South Africa.
Thanks very much. NPR's Jason Beaubien in Nairobi.